half an hour. dear, who would have thought it possible? That was the Dear Guides there with Gay Guys. Welcome, welcome, 105.7. This is Triple J FM.
Now, Triple J, and I must say, as Minister for Post and Telecommunications, and of course especially Minister for the ABC, I'm delighted about this because from the moment I first became Minister, I saw the possibility of Double J becoming Triple J and going into FM, because FM is so clearly the natural home for a sound like Double J. And I believe that the entry of commercial FM at the same time today will give Double J, as it becomes Triple J, a larger audience, and I believe open up exciting new possibilities, so that the sound is appropriate to the sort of work that Double J has always been involved in. And I believe that with the marketplace opening up the FM band, there's a great future for Triple J. I do believe that it's filled a need in our community. It's been interesting the way the ABC has shown that it can do this sort of broadcasting, which a lot of people were highly sceptical about. And I'm delighted that it's been able in such an interesting fashion to fill a need. It at times is controversial, but I believe our system can cope with these sorts of things and is made stronger because of them. And if you like, in a democracy, in a way, there's nothing more important than that sort of thing. But it's great to think that a sound which is so appropriate to FM is going to be involved in this great, and I believe, it's fair to say, great explosion of FM in Australia. I've been telling the people who organise things here at what was Double J and is now Triple J, that if the technical operating conditions for which my department is responsible are not sufficient to provide a good coverage in the service area of Sydney, then we will do everything we can, working with you, to ensure that the ABC can have the sort of conditions it needs to get its signal out to the people out there and the people who deserve to be able to listen to it, because it's ridiculous to have an interesting and important sound in a city like Sydney and not allow people to get it merely for technical reasons. There are, of course, all sorts of constraints on broadcast planning, but let's do what we can to make sure that this sound is heard far and wide through Sydney. And I'm delighted to be able to be associated with the launch into FM of Double J as it becomes Triple J, and I wish you well. Thank you.
People go tonight. 10,000 watts of power. News headlines on the hour tonight. Our music beats the best. You just don't need the rest.
Yeah, g'day. Fred Dagg here, coming to you in FM. Get yourselves a bigger size trouser. We're shifting the whole thing up a cog. Now, if required, an oxygen mask will drop from the unit above your seat. And of course, if the unit above your seat gets into any sort of trouble, hold on to your bedding slips and wind the volume up. I'll get out of your way now. I'll see you later.
I'm G-G-G.
Incidentally, disposing of it immediately. But before I do that, it's been brought to my attention that the letters F-M are a criminal code word designed to impart criminal information for criminal use by criminals and or would-be criminals, FM. Did you hear that? If you did, in or out of stereo, you are under arrest in mono. Such is the life of the female fascinator. Which is what FM means to me.
Way ahead here in the FM stakes, a Triple J FM, 107.5, 20 to 2. Triple J FM, 107.5. Triple J FM, 107.5 on your FM dial.
We've just had the conservationists in. Some kerfuffle or other about kangaroo exports. Now look, the kangaroo population is not in any danger of extinction. Well, no more than the rest of us anyway. And some estimates say there are over 45 million of the little devils out there. And frankly, some culling is necessary. But before anyone tries suggesting we do not love the kangaroo, allow one to point out that a roo is included in all our logos, like our national coat of arms, and one is certainly not going to feature any animal one doesn't respect in such an important and conspicuous spot, right above one's own name, as in Oni Soir qui mal y pense. So we love the little fellows. It's the increase in conservationists that we've got to watch. Be reassured, it is our official view that the best kangaroos in the world will always come from Australia. Good day.
I tell her, mate, you'll hear it on 2 Triple J FM.
Get out!